Welcome to the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. This is episode number 198. I'm Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Today we'll read Joshua 18 from the New King James Version. Let's begin. Joshua chapter 18. Now the whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled together at Shiloh and set up the tabernacle of meeting there, and the land was subdued before them. But there remained among the children of Israel 7 tribes which had not yet received their inheritance. Then Joshua said to the children of Israel, "How long will you neglect to go and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers has given you? Pick out from among you 3 men for each tribe, and I will send them. They shall rise and go through the land, survey it according to their inheritance, and come back to me, and they shall divide it into 7 parts. Judah shall remain in their territory on the south, and the house of Joseph shall remain in their territory on the north. You shall therefore survey the land in 7 parts, and bring the survey here to me, that I may cast lots for you here before the Lord our God. But the Levites have no part among you, for the priesthood of the Lord is their inheritance, and Gad, Reuben, and half the tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance beyond the Jordan on the east, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave them." Then the men arose to go away, and Joshua charged those who went to survey the land, saying, "Go, walk through the land, survey it, and come back to me, that I may cast lots for you here before the Lord in Shiloh." So the men went, passed through the land, and wrote the survey in a book in 7 parts by cities, and came back to Joshua at the camp in Shiloh. Then Joshua cast lots for them in Shiloh before the Lord, and there Joshua divided the land to the children of Israel according to their divisions. Now the lot of the tribe of the children of Benjamin came up according to their families, and the territory of their lot came out between the children of Judah and the children of Joseph. Their border on the north side began at the Jordan, and the border went up to the side of Jericho on the north and went through the mountains westward. It ended at the wilderness of Beth-Aven. The border went over from there toward Luz, to the side of Luz, which is Bethel, southward, and the border descended to Ataroth-Adar, near the hill that lies on the south side of lower Beth-Horon. Then the border extended around the west side to the south, from the hill that lies before Beth-Horon southward, and it ended at Kirjath-Baal, which is Kirjath-Jearim, a city of the children of Judah. This was the west side. The south side began at the end of Kirjath-Jearim, and the border extended on the west and went out to the spring of the waters of Nephtoah. Then the border came down to the end of the mountain that lies before the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is in the valley of the Rephaim on the north, descended to the valley of Hinnom, to the side of the Jebusite city on the south, and descended to En-Rogel. And it went around from the north, went out to En-Shemesh, and extended toward Geliloth, which is before the ascent of Adummim, and descended to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben. Then it passed along toward the north side of Araba, and went down to Araba, and the border passed along to the north side of Beth Hogla. Then the border ended at the north bay at the Salt Sea, at the south end of the Jordan. This was the southern boundary. The Jordan was its border on the east side. This was the inheritance of the children of Benjamin, according to its boundaries all around, according to their families. Now the cities of the tribe of the children of Benjamin, according to their families, were Jericho, Beth-Hogla, Emek-Keziz, Beth-Araba, Zemaraim, Bethel, Avim, Perah, Ophra, Kepher-Haamani, Ophni, and Geba, 12 cities with their villages, Gibeon, Ramah, Beeroth, Mizpah, Kephirah, Moza, Rechem, Irpeel, Terala, Zela, Eleph, Jebus, which is Jerusalem, Gibeath, and Kirjath, 14 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the children of Benjamin according to their families. May God bless the reading of His Word. In the beginning of this chapter, we see all the children of Israel assembling in Shiloh to set up the tabernacle. Well, there were good reasons for going to Shiloh. One was that Shiloh was in the middle of the area designated as the Promised Land. The tabernacle had been kept in the middle of the people as they wandered in the wilderness for those 40 years, and now they're setting it up near the geographical middle of the nation. Scholars believe that the tabernacle remained there for up to 300 years. At verse 3, we see Joshua chiding the people. He says, "How long will you neglect to go and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers has given you?" It seems that they'd become satisfied with living a nomadic life in a rich land. The land that remained to be possessed was still in the hands of the Canaanites, and it had been some time since the children of Israel had done any fighting. They had gotten lazy. I wonder if we can draw a parallel to some of us today. There is so much that we as sons and daughters of the King can claim as our inheritance. Yes, some of that inheritance will come when we see Him face to face, but I do not believe that we are to live here and now a life of defeat, anxiety, or spiritual poverty. But as I look around, I see so many of us living like we're afraid of our own shadows. We're afraid of offending people with the truth of the gospel. We don't proclaim the name of the only one who can save mankind from an eternal separation from a Creator who loves them. There is a type of Canaanite alive today that has taken control of our culture. It, in some cases around the world, has even taken control of the land. We have nothing to fear. Greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. We are in the midst of a spiritual war, but the war has already been won. We need to believe that and act like it, just as the children of Israel had to do here in Joshua 18. Have a great weekend. Go to church. Rejoice in the Lord as you gather with your brothers and sisters. Encourage someone. Be encouraged by others. Get some really good teaching. Do some teaching. Ask God what He wants you to do to serve the body of Christ. Hey, write to me with a comment or a question at steve@lifespringmedia.com. You can also comment on the show notes page at lifespringmedia.com. Thanks for being here today. I'll see you Monday. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.